Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right. So, checking in the super secret saber source. Just an opinion from the super secret saber source, but we're trying to do this now. Good morning, Jeremy and Joe. The Sabres have fired Don Granato and two other assistants, a video coach and an assistant coach. Matt Ellis stays. Mike Bales stays, goaltender coach. And just, I mentioned earlier today that I'd ask the super secret saber source, like, what do you think about today? Is anybody get fired? He said, Adams? No, probably not. And Granato was not as probably not, but there goes the news on Granato. But you've been speculating, Matt Ellis on the staff. What could that mean?
Mm-hmm.
Super secret saber source says, the fact they're keeping Wilford and Bales makes me think it will be Seth Appert.
Okay. That is just not going to get anybody invested.
Well, that's right.
That's a tough sell. I'm not saying you can't sell it, but it's a tough sell.
What's the job for the Sabres? It's to get the best coach they can. We all know that. This is kind of like the Bills conversation about the wide receivers, right? Who do you want? Trade down and take one in the second round because you never know, and we like this guy, versus go get Marvin Harrison Jr., right? Go get Bruce Boudreau. Go get somebody. There's what we want because what it might speak to us, and then there's if they feel their developmental coach, Seth Appert in Rochester, has done a good enough job, they run the system, blah, blah, blah. The guys know him. But I think there's a point here about what style of coach is Appert. Is he someone that's going to do what Don did? Are players going to just be, like Paul said, he feels like they've been let off the hook too often.
Mm-hmm.
This team almost never put together three games in a row that looked very good.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's on the head coach, if that's on the talent, if that's on injuries, but aren't they going to want... We always go back and forth, right? Like, you hire an offensive coach in football, he gets fired. You go to a defensive coach, he gets right. fired. You go to an offensive coach. In hockey, isn't it players coach, disciplinarian? Players coach, disciplinarian.
Well, do we know anything about Appert on that front? Because if you, I don't know, if you just look at his resume, he's Granato. He's Diet Granato. He was the U.S. development coach after Granato. He coached the U.S. junior team. He spent 10 years in college hockey, AHL, USHL, like, everything is player development, player development, player development. It's the same background. So maybe he could be, he's a different person. He could be a different character and could go to all these places, RPI and the U.S. development program and the Amherst, and he could take a different approach than Granato, and I just wouldn't know. The resume is very similar, though. If you're going offensive coach to defensive coach, you're going to first-time head coach to veteran coach, proven guy versus inexperienced guy. Like, this is not that. This is, resume-wise, it's hard to get closer than just, we're going to promote Seth Appert. So, I don't know. That's where the tough sell comes in. How do you make your fans feel like you're a real hockey team? You're a real team in the NHL. Because you've gone... What would this be? Let's say they promoted Appert, would that be five straight first-time coaches? The last time they maybe have never done it. Ted Nolan would be the last time they hired a coach that had previous coaching experience.
Right.
So it in some way, it almost, even though I know stylistically they're all very different, it kind of feels on some level like you're doing the same thing again, for the fifth time.
Well, what's the right move? To hire the next developmental phase and Appert, or is it...
Or the most credible.
I was just saying, like, here's an agency, and they hand me this sheet of paper. It says this, Joe. Bruce Boudreau always makes the playoffs. You're
right.
Hired.
Right.
Honestly.
That's exactly.
What's the goal? Is the goal, hey, there's an available guy who makes the playoffs everywhere he goes.
Yeah.
Everywhere. Scotty Bowman didn't win a cup here. Someone's yelling at the radio. I know. It's amazing. But, like, do you want someone with the resume, or do you just... Because I think one thing the Sabres have been guilty of, this goes to Bottrell, this goes to, I mean, maybe not Kevin Adams as much, but they often talk about this vision, what they are, and like something special, and it's going to be great. And, you know, Pegula in his first ever press conference talked about win Stanley Cups, and they don't make the playoffs, never mind win multiple Stanley Cups, never mind winning a playoff round. It might be time to stop treating this thing like it's such some delicate, perfect formula and just, you know, pull up your bootstraps, hire a coach that can do it and get in. Enough with everything's going to be so perfect. And, oh, we're not going to trade, you know, I can think back to Murray. I'm not going to trade Sam Reinhardt for a rental. No one thinks you're going to do that. Mm-hmm. Why are you talking like this is the only way forward? Jason Bottrell's not going to deviate from his plan. What plan?
Right.
They always talk about like this, right, this grand plan that's...
Sobotka playing 18 minutes a night.
Yeah.
Like that was their plan.
803-0550, our phone number, as we react to the news of Don Granato out as Sabres head coach. Pat and Kenmore. Hey, Pat.
Hey, guys. I just wanted to get your take on what your thoughts about...
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink... what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
If we hired Steve Ott as our head coach, he's a younger guy. He was on the coaching staff for when the Blues won the cup for Berube. And, yeah, just wonder what your thoughts are. I'll hang up and listen.
Yeah. My knee-jerk reaction is to say I don't want Steve Ott near the organization, but he might be a good coach. I mean, I'm open to anybody that's a good coach. Anybody. Matt or Michael Pekka. Okay. Lindy Ruff. Okay. This thing about the NHL, Joe, it's not embarrassing.
Is Appert okay?
If he's a good coach. All that really is going to matter is he good? Does he get the most out of them? Do we feel like they play a style every night that makes us want to watch them? Which Granato did 2 years ago, but this year they were not that same team.
Is that also maybe what they're looking for? Are they looking for, was it an organizational decision? We need to dial it back. We cannot play run-and-gun hockey to this level. We need to be more responsible. We need to turn it down from 11 to like a 6. And Granato tried to do it. Maybe. But... not in his DNA. They couldn't do it. Is part of their search going to be looking around at candidates saying, can you get this team to play that style and win? Can you get this team to play defensively responsible and have the goals come back?
Well, there's...
because in that frame of reference, you might be thinking about a coach that is more experienced or more accustomed to in their hockey life, of coaching a team like that than Granato. I don't know what teams in Granato's past have been like. The fact that he's been coaching the U.S. program, which in the USHL is the most talented team every single time they walk on the ice, it might not be normal for him to coach a team like they just tried to coach a team. So, you know, who's... I'm not saying you... he's retired anyway, right? Barry Trotz. The guy that knows how to coach that way. Is there a guy... they want to coach a certain style with a coach that they're bringing in.
There's also... I mean, there's a little bit of an elephant in the room here regarding the players. Lance Lysowski tweeting, we'll hear from players Wednesday and Thursday. You know, Paul will be down there for Kevin Adams today. Players Wednesday and Thursday. These players, Paul has said they would revolt if Granato were fired. They will feel responsible, I would think, that he gets fired. And don't forget that the feud, the passive-aggressive, we're not going to salute the fans, was because the fans... what, like 10 of them, 100 of them chanted fire Donnie, and Darlene got mad about that. And the owner, the leadership of this team allowed this resentment to build towards fans. The coach did get fired. Are they furious at Adams? Are they furious at Terry Pegula? Are they still mad at fans?
Do you think the fans got him fired?
That's what I mean. Like, there's,
I don't know.
There's the, will, I'm not saying this to be snarky or diminish what the players think or feel. Will they be defiant about his firing?
But what does that mean? What does defiant mean?
It's the wrong decision.
They're going to walk out?
I don't agree with it. I don't think it should have happened. I mean, you don't necessarily
criticize
the organization. But these players were willing to go to battle with fans over the idea that he should be fired. He got fired. Does Darlene storm into Kevin Adams' office today and say, what is wrong with you?
But to what avail? Like, what then? What happens?
I don't know.
Like, they eventually, it's pull your big boy pants up and get on the ice for a new head coach, right? Man, some growing up that's got to happen. I'm going to have a hard time buying into any first time coach. I think that's where I'm arriving. I'm not saying they couldn't do it. Pekka, maybe there are certain examples where it's a little bit more acceptable or sounds like a better idea to me, but I'm going to have a hard time getting into anybody that's a first-time head coach.
Yeah, I'm with that. Seth Appert, favorite. Lindy. Boy, where are the names going to come from?
I mean, you want credibility. You just hire your AHL coach. You're not getting that anywhere.
No, that's
you're not
right.
getting that locally, nationally. You're not getting that anywhere. It might work. It could work, but you're not. I really hope that's not their move. I really am hoping and praying that is not just the move. You are not a real NHL team if that's the move. You're just going to keep everybody you love on staff. We're going to promote from within. Or it could be an example of you just can't get people to work here.
If your choices are, as the team, Lindy or Appert, what do? You want to not be seen as just hiring from within, but then again, you don't have the options to hire Gerard Gallant. You call him, he's like, I'll wait.
Mm-hmm.
I'll wait for somebody else. What does this roster look like from a standpoint of how attractive it is to coach? I think it's pretty attractive. They don't have a ton of bad contracts. They're pretty young. They've got some blue chippers. Like, there should be enough here. The emergence of the goaltender helps quite a bit.
Yep.
Luukkonen played great, so... You know.
That's one where that might matter, too. Like, Gallant, who is notorious for, does not play young dudes at all. He'll look at the average ages team and go, I am not coaching that hockey team. Like, he's one guy I feel like you can just throw out. It does not fit on either side. That one individual. But do others think, like, I don't know if... Is Tortorella about to get fired, by the way, in Philadelphia? Is that conversation going to have to come up? Because that'll be... If he gets fired, you're going to have a lot of people that want
Tortorella?
That. Tortorella.
Man, are we ready for that? It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen.
He makes the playoffs almost everywhere he goes.
All right. Are we late? We still have Extendo Sports to get to.
Yeah,
break time. Extendo Sports.